try not to do, talk about anything too sensitive like relegation or being released.
You can talk about it if you want, don't mind.
We were going to anyway.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the V2 Academy. I'm Chris Lappin and joining me as ever, I've got Peter Prickett.
Hi Chris, hi everyone.
How are you doing this evening, Peter?
Not bad, thank you.
Right, so? Yeah, I'm very well. Hay fever is a bit on me today, so sorry if my voice is a bit... So shortly we'll be joined by Brentford Community Trust coach and current Worldstone defender Jerome Akimo. But first, me and Peter wanted to just quickly discuss Pert Mertesacker being appointed the Arsenal Academy manager when he retires at the end of next season.
Yeah, 17-18.
Yeah.
He'll be playing, but as soon as that season finishes, he'll be dropped into the role of Academy manager at Arsenal. It's interesting, to say the least.
I think he might be a bit young, so he'll only be 33.
Without saying for definite, I would not be surprised if there are younger out there.
Yeah, all right.
There will be
such a big club.
There will be many coaches saying he hasn't paid his dues. What experience does he have? And a lot of those things will come from their own frustrations, the difficulties they found progressing in their positions, and we'll see it again as jobs for the boys.
Yeah.
Then goes quoted as saying, "Pear is an exceptional character and a great example." But what does he know about developing young players?
Not in any of these articles have I seen which badges he's done, or has he been taking like the under-18s or the under-15s? Has he been involved with them at all?
Just to say he hasn't. We don't know. Personally, I don't have a problem with a job being at a professional club, a job being given to an ex-pro. I don't have an issue with that. What I do think, it is a big responsibility, a big role for someone in their first full-time coaching position. It could represent a bit of a gamble for Arsenal, but it could also be a case that they're gambling with England's future.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be responsible for young English players coming through, or not, as the case may be. I mean, he's also going to be responsible for young French players.
Spanish, Germany.
That's the academy system is now.
I'm a bit surprised when I read it that they didn't go for someone like Bert, because Bergkamp is involved with the Ajax academy, isn't it? So with their connection, I'd have thought that could have been a route. But
I'm sure there are numerous options that could be considered, plenty of them. There are, despite what people say, there are still clubs in England with successful academies who do produce players. You could look at any of them, but they, for whatever reason, for better or for worse, we don't know yet, it could be exceptional, they've rolled the dice.
I think they'll just transport Southampton's, because they can buy all the players anyway, so
Liverpool. So that'll be interesting to see when it actually happens and see how many players come through. It could be take a long time until we see what influence he actually has, or if his role is simply to pick up on the work that Jonker did before he left to Wolfsburg, and then I think Luke Hobbs is carried it on there. So we'll see how he does, but it was certainly surprising news.
And we're delighted to be joined on the line by Jerome Akimo. How are you doing this evening, Jerome?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
So,
Jerome is currently a coach with the Brentford Community Trust. So you recently signed for Worldstone?
Yes, literally signed on Saturday for them. Yes, yesterday.
So how's pre-season training going? Have you done a training session with them yet?
A few training sessions. We had a game on Saturday against Fulham under-23s.
Yeah.
But pre-season it's been going good. It's been quite good. We won yesterday 1-0 against Fulham under-23s.
Played
a different system.
Yeah.
To what I'm used to. I was playing in the centre of the three at the back of a 3-5-2. But it went all right, considering that it was new for the whole team. It wasn't too bad. It was a good day. Pre-season and all, it's been going good.
Sorry, has there been any indication of where you're going to be playing next season? Or are you just plucked in?
Left back or centre half. Or probably, he was looking at me at the centre of the three, with the 3-5-2, to see how it'd work. Because he wanted to free up more, he would have two up top, and obviously different formations in which we could do that. So, could be there. But most probably left back or left centre half, I'm guessing.
So you played at clubs within the Football League. How have you found pre-season in the non-league compared to when you were playing in League 2?
Obviously, in the league, it's a lot more difficult than pre-season training because it's literally every day. Obviously, for me, when I first became professional, I was quite late on. It's considered late on. I was about 24, 25, I think. So it was my body getting used to training every day. That was a big factor.
Yeah.
And the pre-season training was quite difficult. It's very difficult. It was. Yeah, so it's a lot more difficult. A lot more. Because you're doing double sessions twice a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas in non-league, most of the time, you'll be doing a couple nights a week, or some teams non-league, a couple mornings a week, three mornings a week, and that's it, really. But, yeah.
So you started your career in
Chalfont St. Peter's. I started off there. Yeah.
So what age did you start off there?
I started there about 16, 17. Because initially, I wasn't at no academies, like a lot of people was. I wasn't at no a particular academy or anything like that. Just played football generally through high school, played for the borough, played a bit for my county. And then I went in high school, kind of stopped for a little bit, for about a year, maybe, I'd say 2 years. And then there was like a West London Academy, or used to be called Wolford, now Alec Reed. They're doing a football, like a football BTEC, like 6-month program there. Doing that, and then the manager there, Danny Edwards, he was the manager at Chalfont St. Peter. So I went there, done quite well. My year that was there, to like the national finals and stuff like that. And then he took a few of us down to Chalfont St. Peter, and that was around 17. I'd say, so from about 17, I was at Chalfont St. Peter for about a good 6-7 seasons. And then I moved to Wolstone for a season, done very well, got promoted from the Ryman Premier into Conference South. Started that season, I was in that pre-season, I was at Wolstone still, and then I got picked up by Stevenage halfway through pre-season, and then that's when I signed for Stevenage.
How did you find the jump in player quality from the Conference South level going up to League 2?
Everyone's slightly more thicker, physically stronger, technically more consistent, I'd say, in everything that they do. It's just like everyone's slightly a bit better, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and obviously everything's a bit more organised, or a lot more organised than what in the non-league. So, yeah, it was a jump. It was a good jump. First season there, played about, made a start, I think it was 35 appearances, got to the playoffs. So it was a good first season.
Without dropping anyone in it, would you say there was a difference in attitude when you went up to pro?
I would say there was a different kind of attitude, whereas in non-league, everyone wanted to be there, because a lot of people were working, and then football was like kind of got away from it. Us, from work, you get to go play football, everyone wanted to be there, whereas I noticed in the professional game, where people have been in the professional game their whole lives, it's more like a job to some people. People like to moan a lot about things, but in general, yeah, that's what I'd say, it was like that. But in general, everyone moaned, but they were still at it, still good at it, if you understand what I'm saying.
The professionalism means that they work hard, whereas it's not the enjoyment that keeps them working hard, it's their professionalism. Just like people in like successful people in other jobs. We can't see you. Normally we can see everyone, but it's not us, right?
So yeah.
We kind of have to guess when people stop it. Anyway, so you say you never went into the academy system at all. That's something that passed you by, or did that opportunity?
When I was at Chapel St. Peter, I had a couple of trials, a few trials. I remember one I went to Cheltenham when I was quite young. That wasn't asked to come back. I think I had one at Dagenham at one point, didn't get that, and then I had one at Gillingham, and I had a trial at Gillingham. This was, I think I was about 21, 22, I can't remember that time. And then I got an injury in the trial, done quite well at Gillingham, had to play the game for them, and like a resi game, I think it was against Aldershot at the time. And then I done my ACL the next day in training, and then, that was a big setback for me, myself. So that's the closest I got to say it.
Before
I turned professional, that was the closest I got to it, yeah.
So 21, 22, it's past academy, that would be. Now,
yeah, I was in past academy.
Development.
Yeah.
How old were you when you had a look at Charlton, or when Charlton had a look at you?
I was about 17, I'd say.
So all of this is quite late. Before then?
Yeah, very late.
Yeah, before then? Yeah.
Nothing really before then, no.
What was your experience before that then? Was it playing just Sunday
league? Sunday league, yeah, just your typical Sunday league football. That's it.
Did you stay at one club throughout that?
I played a couple local clubs, mainly like North Oxford. That was the first club I went to. I was very young. Then I went to, I can't remember the exact names, to be honest. Just normal Sunday league teams from local areas. That was it, really.
At the time, what did you think? Were you just going along, I just want to play some football with my mates? Or
I just played football as much as I could. I just loved football at that time. That was it. I just wanted to play. And that was it, really. I didn't really have anyone trying to push me into, say, like an academy or anything like that. I was just playing. That was it, really.
Okay. How would you describe the coaching you received at the time from the grassroots clubs? Because we've had plenty of coaches on here who are involved in academy football. What we haven't talked about is actually what happens with the grassroots clubs. I know what I do, but do we know what each other and other people do? Not necessarily. So what was the experience like there?
In terms of proper coaching, it wasn't really much, and this is a while ago, obviously this is a long time ago, so it wasn't, I can't really remember much coaching going on apart from just going out and playing, but there may have been a little bit, there may have been the other person who had a bit of knowledge who tried to throw their knowledge in, but that would be mainly parents. I don't really remember much from the managers, but it wasn't too much when I was that age that I remember. The first time I remember being properly coached was when I first went into West London Academy, that's when I came from Danny Edwards. Probably one of the best coaches I've been under. He helps me a lot in my career, I would say.
Yes, I found that I realised when I went on my level 2, I had never been coached properly in my life.
Yeah.
Up to that
point. Yeah, I've never been coached properly until then, until West London Academy.
And what was it that marked the experience out as, this is what coaching is about. This is what can help me.
That's when I started. I started improving quite a bit. I started fully was aware of the game, understood it. How he broke it down to us, you just tell the game, you just see it. You just understood.
Just going to ask about positions. So as a youngster playing the grassroots football at Norfolk Villa and. You can say Rice at Rangers, possibly, as a guess. Anyway.
I couldn't remember, yeah.
what positions did you play in as a kid? Were you stuck in a specific position at the time?
I started off as a centre back when I was really young. Then I moved to left wing at one stage, and then I was pretty much moved from left wing and left back until I got to about 17, 18. Then I was 17, 18, and I was pretty much a left back for the rest of my career. Used to play centre half now and then. So yeah, I was pretty much stuck in those positions. I haven't really tried any other positions, to be honest.
Was that your choice, or were you just thrust in there?
Yeah, I think I was just pretty much put in there. I don't remember how I could become playing at centre half. I remember that was my first experience playing at centre half. But yeah, I was put in there. That's what I remember.
So you never know. You might have been the greatest centre forward the world has ever seen, but you never played there.
Possibly. Possibly. Very true. But yeah, I think that's all changing now. It's all changing. Everyone realises you need to, at that age group, when they're very young, you need to have a go at every single position, but in every year nowadays.
Do you feel that these experiences as a young player have affected the way that you coach now?
Probably yes. I'd agree. Definitely would agree with that. Definitely.
I'll be honest. I don't, as I said, although I say it was only when I did my level 2, I realised that I wasn't coached properly. I don't really remember much of the coaching. I just remember there was standing in lines quite a lot, and there were quite a lot of matches with the coach just standing watching. Yeah. But other than that, I don't remember much of it, apart from I always got the feeling, oh, I wish I could have tried a different position. I wish I could have had a few more minutes. Why am I only playing 10 minutes this week? Those are the things I remember more than actually the coaching.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I don't really remember any coaching from until I got to West London Academy, and that was about 17. I don't remember any sort of coaching really for myself.
And has that had an impact, coaching you see there, on the way that you now coach? Or is it different because you mostly work with players younger than that?
What, receiving coaching from West London Academy, or just the coaching from before that?
From Danny Edwards. You work mainly with younger players, so does what he did with you then have any impact or connection to what you do with the younger players? Or is that more from...
A little bit. It would have. Also, I can't use everything because obviously, like you said, they're younger than what I was at the time when I received that. But some bits I take from my kids use, I'm guessing, yeah. So it definitely has influenced me, his coaching style, how he was.
29 and 30 now, so was getting into coaching always the plan?
No, it wasn't always the plan, no, I didn't really think about it until I actually turned professional at Stevenage, and then I started thinking about it. So, yeah, it wasn't always the plan, at all.
You mentioned it wasn't a part of your plan, becoming a coach. When and why did it become part of the plan? I mean, you said when you started to play pro, but why did it become part of your plan?
Just because I wanted to see. I started thinking about after football. That's when I started thinking about it. And I looked into it a bit more, and it was something I thought I'd like to get involved in to help with, say, not necessarily in the professional game, but kids who aren't at academies and maybe could become professional, because a lot of people say when you're, if you don't make by 17, 18, then you'll never become a professional. And I was 25 at the time when I turned professional, which is very late. So just try and give something back, maybe. Because some people may not have the belief that they could make it professional.
Give a positive example from your own experience there.
Yeah, from my experience. Yeah, hard work, determination. Obviously, you've got to be a bit obsessed to try and give him some help and from my experiences. That's it, really. Yeah.
That's good. I like that bit. We can have that bit.
Right, so before we finish, Jerome, do you have any social media you'd like to plug?
I have Twitter, but I'm really not really a social media person. My Twitter is Jerome_8. I don't really use it that much. I don't tweet that much.
Don't think you even put video from the other day, did you?
No, probably don't want to either.
I got.
Is it a bad one?
No, the freestyle, the football. The
freestyle football. Okay. I'll have a check.
Yeah. That was Thursday. I filmed Jerome playing with freestyle football.
Oh, right, so. Is that the one you're showing me last week? No.
Yeah.
Great.
He hasn't even looked at it, so. That show.
Don't uses
Twitter.
Yeah. Try not to. Try to stay off the social media.
That's one of the pieces of advice that they give out now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
All right.
Cheers.